Did you see Top Gear last night? Chris Evans is coming in for a lot of flack, a lot of feedback about people not liking the show. Some big shoes to fill, wasn't it? After Clarkson and Hammond and James May. Let's hear how they got on.
Welcome to Top Gear with our all-new improved audience.
Yeah!
The first ever non-UK host of Top Gear.
Yeah!
Brilliant. Please welcome Matt LeBlanc. What?
New caterers.
New caterers. By the way, we don't talk about catering on the show anymore.
Some say the day he was born, he drove himself home from the hospital and that he's being investigated for irregular emissions.
All we know is he's called...
And on that bomb...
No, we're not. We're not doing that, no.
I was just testing you. Next week, the Jaguar F-Pace, the Porsche Macan, the Mercedes GLC, and the McLaren 675.
Cue the TV war. Plus, Eddie Jordan, Jensen Button, Tiny Temper, Charlene Spiteri, and C6 Steve. Good night, everyone!
Good night.
Now, if you were watching Talk Here, what did you make of it? 030-30-80-55-55. As soon as the show came off air last night, I spoke to the former Top Gear presenter, Steve Berry, motorsport journalist Melanie Jones, and the TV pundit, Toby Earl. I began by asking Steve what he thought.
Well, Matt LeBlanc's a better actor than Chris Evans, isn't he? Scripted, man. Here's the thing. Jeremy, Richard and James, May, Clarkson and Hammond, aren't actors, they're journalists. But the scripts that were written for them were largely based on their words. They would have come up with all the storylines. You know, they're journalists. They knew how to craft a story, beginning, middle, end, and they know all the car stuff. I just thought that Chris Evans was trying to be too much like Jeremy and all that woohoo, yee-haw stuff. And it just felt, as somebody said there, one of your tweeters or whatever, wooden, man. Wooden.
Do you agree, Toby?
I definitely think that Matt LeBlanc came out the best of that of the very first show. But I would really recommend everyone just remember it's the very first show of a reboot of a hugely popular programme which has an identity which is having to be changed because of certain circumstances. But they're bringing
a brand new
changed?
What's hey, changed, what? Man? The thing that really shocked me is how incredibly similar to the old format it is. What have they been doing? They've put back this launch for weeks. What have they been doing?
The show essentially wasn't broken, which is why so many elements have been retained. It's just the chemistry between the individuals. It'll take time, but it'll be fine. It was essentially the same show with brilliant cinematography, brilliant photography. It was just with different personalities. Absolutely Top Gear. It's Top Gear.
And that's the problem. When I looked at the last couple of years of the previous incarnation, you could see that the three of them were kind of thinking, this is getting a bit old. We're retreading the same territory. And to be honest, they'll be relieved that they've had this break in which that they can regroup and which they can come out with something that's going to absolutely blow people away.
You and I know that whatever the Grand Tour is, isn't going to be more than 100 or something in the region of 70 kilometres away from what is currently Top Gear. There, it just is not going to be that different at all. They're going to, you know, under the tutelage, you know, with Andy Willman, Clarkson, you know, it became a huge program. They're going to retain their sensibility. However, what you have to say about the new program is the juvenile nature of some of those last few years have been ditched, and quite frankly, about time too. It was very tired. It needs a refresh. The shock absorbers on that show were very, very thin. But the Grand Tour on Amazon will not be that much different.
Well, Melanie, The Sun tomorrow is already calling it Flop Gear on their front page. New show hits skids with fans, says The Sun.
I think they've put it bank holiday weekend to make sure the ratings are really low this weekend, and they're going to come back next weekend and they're going to fall. Because, Matt LeBlanc was absolutely superb. I think the old show was getting stale. There were three grumpy, very grumpy old men, and they were getting grumpier and grumpier, and I think people were... I mean, it's such a massive show, and people... And the ratings were so huge, but I think tonight, they're just... they're finding their feet. Chris Evans, I think, was extremely nervous. I think, you know, he knows he's got massive boots to fill. I think he'll probably settle down as the show moves on, and... And Matt LeBlanc, I mean, Matt LeBlanc was just absolutely fabulous. I mean, nobody wants to turn the telly off when he's on the screen. So I think he's got such massive worldwide appeal.
Chris Evans doesn't get nervous anymore, does he? He's been out so long.
He was very, I think he was nervous, very nervous
manic.
Tonight. I mean,
he was manic.
Yeah, he was poor tonight. And I think even he'll look at it tonight and be squirming because Matt LeBlanc was so brilliant. And but that's okay. That's not taking nothing away from Chris Evans because... I know, I'm sure, he's going to be superb. He's going to come into his own over the next few weeks, for sure, I think. That's my opinion, anyway.
No, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think there are massive boots to fill. He feels the pressure. He is the lead. And it, you know, this feels like it probably feels to him like an awful lot is resting on his shoulders because the people have already made their minds up in so many ways whether or not they're going to like it already. Tonight was almost irrelevant. Didn't matter how good the show was. And they could have insulted 37 countries with very lazy gags, and still people would have said, "Oh, it's not a good."
Do you know what I call them? The guys
who'd already made up their mind, and there are millions of them, and they are mainly men. I call them the three hardests. The ones who would literally go to war for Clarkson, Hammond, and May. They'd already made their mind up before this program went out tonight. But I say this. If that was the best that they can do, then Clarkson, Hammond, and May will be laughing in their mansions. And let me tell you something. I hear on the grapevine, because I know people that are making this show, when they come out with a grand tour, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to be like... You're saying it's going to be like Top Gear. It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen on television.
It's going to be cars going fast, and that is it.
I'll tell you what. Hold on. Let's come back and have this conversation after the. Can we come back and have this conversation after the first show?
Dude, absolutely.
It's gonna be like nothing.
Let's not write off a show. Let's not write off a show because of one episode of a rebooted program which has a huge amount riding on it.
What was
people
rebooted
are so
about
quick.
It was just the new presenters, Steve.
Steve, new presenters. Everything's lying on their shoulders. So of course it's rebooted. Even though they're of course like I've
new
already admitted,
and ideas that were generated by Andy Wilman, Jeremy Clarkson, James May, and Richard Hammond. They just used all the old. When Jose Mourinho comes in at Man United, he's going to get rid of all Van Gaal's people. He's going to reboot Man United. That was like just keeping the same players and playing the same kind of football.
The show, to some extent, with its franchises and its features, wasn't essentially broken. It's just it felt very tired with the people who were presenting it. It was running out of steam.
It was definitely running out of steam, and this is, I think, giving it new life. We've got Eddie Jordan next week, and he's going to be a regular in it, and that will definitely attract, you know, people like me. Women love Formula One; they know Eddie Jordan, and they'll love seeing him. I know Jensen Button's on the show next week, and that's going to obviously appeal to a lot of people. And the ratings will soar for sure. I think people will forget Clarkson; he was too. You know, he wanted to shock in the end. Everything he did was to shock.
That word will come back and haunt you.
Beautiful. Oh, that's okay.
People
I can't
forget.
Yeah, I'm not a person.
Let's see about
well,
that.
I think he was just to the extent that he was just wanting to shock for the sake of it. It wasn't necessarily, I don't think, his opinions at the end of the day. He just wanted to shock. And I think a lot of people, you know, the ratings were huge. I know that. And some people must have loved it. Obviously, I wasn't his biggest fan. And
millions
what have you, but I
and
think
millions of people loved it. Not just
millions
all
millions
over the world. Tens of millions of
How
people.
How much pressure do you think, Steve Berry, Chris Evans will be under?
An enormous amount of pressure. Because he's got previously... I mean, it's like, you know, I would have been one of those people... I thought it was going to be better. I was honestly expecting it to be a lot better than it was. Because Chris has got he's got a record of taking on jobs and making an unlikely... Look at the pressure he was under when he took over The Breakfast Show on Radio 2. That's the biggest radio show in the UK. That's got the biggest audience of any radio show in the UK. And not only did he match Sir Terry Wogan, which was a hell of an act,
Try following Jeremy Clarkson. Try following Sir Terry Wogan. And yet he did that successfully. And it just looks to me, if that's the best they can do, if that's the best that they can do, and do you know what? Do you know what was missing from it? Wit.
Hang on a second.
That was an enormous part.
Are you saying, cheap, using cheap, lazy stereotypes and puerile gags is wit? Because if you are, I can recommend the box set of The Inbetweeners. You'll have a whale of a time. Tuck on in. And you'll be
The Inbetweeners was a brilliant TV show, and I do own the box set already, so you don't need to recommend it to me, Paul.
Well, series two, the film, even the second one, still got its moments. So, I mean, if you think that's weird, come on, man.
And also, it's early days. I mean, they've got to get to know each other. I mean, it's obviously, I think, it is, you know, we know they went to Blackpool.
They've had months and months and months. They've had forever to put this show together. They'd put it up from when it was supposed to start.
And you know
what it was? It was average. And I tell you what, if you could get Clarkson, Hammond, or May on tonight and get the truth out of them, they'll have been surprised at just how average it was.
I think average for the first episode, absolutely fine, because the ratings will improve and improve.
Agreed.
The show will improve and improve. And I think average for the first night after taking on such a massive gig is absolutely fabulous. I think they can be proud of themselves. I think they can be very, I'm very happy for the future of Top Gear, because, the franchise is in safe hands. As long as we've got Matt LeBlanc on the screen, I think it's in very, very safe hands.
There are plenty of people, probably right. There are some people who are such ardent fans of Clarkson. They're Jeremy Clarkson security blankets. They're very damp from all the sucking that's been going on tonight while watching that. But really, you know, it is a different program now. It has changed, and it's probably changed for better.
It hasn't changed. It was the same bloody programme, pal. That's what surprised me, that it was the same blinking programme. They've had
you can have the same elements.
How long have they had to do it?
You can have the same elements, but you can have a different tone. That is possible.
Yeah, but whose were all those ideas? Who was the Stig's idea? That's Jeremy. Straight out of Jeremy Clarkson's head, the Stig. What's so annoying is that they can't think up their own format. That format, which was so different to the format
consolidation
of the show
Stephen.
When I was on
Stephen,
it, was
consolidation.
I think you're missing the point
people.
That they're keeping the format.
It's consolidation.
It's not the BBC's
pure and simple.
Format. It's Jeremy Clarkson and his
crew's
format.
No, it is the BBC's format. They own the rights, so it is the BBC's format, and it's called consolidation.
Yeah, they own it, but they didn't think it up. And they can't think up anything better because they're lame. That's why. Let's come back and talk about the grand tour when it comes on. And I tell you what, Stephen's going to open the phone lines in a minute, and you see what the viewing public think, mate.
Well, you can let us know what you think. Here's the number today, 0330 80 55 55. What did you make of Top Gear if you watched it last night? We'll take your calls after the news with Anne-Marie. It's 9:32. Alan in Belfast. Morning, Alan.
How are you?
Go ahead, Alan.
I was watching that show last night, mate. Honest to God, it was absolutely woeful. And the amount of people, Facebook was just going ballistic about it. It was absolutely terrible.
Did you not like it?
No, not at all. 25 minutes and straight off. It was absolutely woeful, mate. There's no way that the Clarkson and Emmons will be sitting last night feeling threatened. The BBC have made a major booby getting rid of them. The three in the gallery were three sort of oddballs, but it worked. It was brilliant. Even my wee lad, who would never be in the house on Sunday night, couldn't have watched Top Gear 10 minutes and wait that.
But how has it gone so wrong? Because part of what was good about Top Gear, yes, it was the presenters. And my goodness, for those people that say presenters, they don't really matter these days, look at the difference different presenters makes to what you're saying about Top Gear here. Not that there's a vested interest in what I'm saying, of course. But the format was successful. That's a format that's sold around the world, and the format is the same, Alan.
I know, but listen, Clarkson, Hammond and May, they call them the idiots or whatever you want, but they were burning together. It worked. It was just the oddballs, and it worked. Any time, they were just so hilarious and so funny. I think at the stage where that boy said there a minute ago about the Clarkson fans would go to war, like, listen, that Top Gear is absolutely shocking. I say, I'm a miserable I get when it comes to money, but I can guarantee you now, I'll be paying the £90 on Amazon to watch Top Gear. Not a problem.
It's
again, what are they going to call it? They'll not be able to call it Top Gear, will they?
It's early days. Let's it'll be interesting to see. Wonder the I must look it up here because I get them in here. I wonder what the ratings were like for last night. I must have a look.
The BBC have made a major boob in getting rid of them. Absolutely major. It was the worst mistake they ever made.
Well, Clarkson punched somebody.
Well, there's people in the BBC have done worse.
Well, I haven't said this team punch, but Vinny throws things at me. I was punched in the leg by the editor this morning.
To do that.
Assaulted. I was assaulted.
I would shake Vinny's hand just for doing that, and I would buy him a pint. Listen, to see this camper van? What
Vinny
the
doesn't
getting a go on it.
Vinny doesn't drink pints. Vinny drinks what do you call those things with the umbrellas on top?
Listen, what's the crack with this camper van you're getting?
Blue Cracko.
Any chance of getting a go on it?
Do you want in the camper van?
Absolutely.
Well, you see, here's what I mean, right? So the BBC have commissioned Top Gear. They turned my camper van idea down.
Why don't you pay for it with all the money you have?
Well, I'm putting it on YouTube. I'm going to take... Well, I wonder, should I give my camper van idea to Amazon?
It has become about making money, and it's not about getting about 4 or 5 people in the back of a camper van and off we go. Okay, sirrah, sirrah. Why don't you fork the money out for it?
Do you want to come with me?
And we'll all go. Certainly, I'd go for a crack. Not a problem. I'll even drive for you.
Well, in order to organise this, we need to get a camper van, don't we?
Right.
We need to pack it full of charismatic people.
Well, I'll tell you what. I do a lot of amateur photography. I'll document it all. It only costs BBC any money to show it.
I'm telling you what will happen. The BBC will have commissioned... The history, the BBC will have commissioned, I'm telling you now, you mark my words, they'll have commissioned the history of the ingrown toenail by William Crawley.
Well, look, leave the BBC behind, dip into your money, Erla, get a couple of quid out of that bank account you have, and we'll go to the Euros.
Be good crack, wouldn't it?
Be bumpy.
Imagine if we brought John and Dunamina.
Hey, but you know, don't be bringing that boy from Bangor, but Norman.
Norman? Oh, Norman is a founder member. He'd have to be on the bus.
Bring your mom from the Shangle. George, no, George Dissident.
George in the,
good crack, him.
George in the Shangle.
Oh, George is Dissident. He's good crack.
Well, now, I'm sure George in the Shangle would not like to be called a dissident.
Oh, I know, but it's just all his names he has.
Alan, thank you. John and Dunamina, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Norman.
Dunamana or Dunamina?
Dunamana. He knows Dunamana. Anyway, Top Gear.
Are you coming to my camper van?
What did I tell you? Mr. I'm actually bigger than you. You should either fare up with a camper van.
Are you fat?
Oh, fat, surely. But good looking.
You must send me in a picture.
But I'm good looking. Like, I'm better looking than you.
Vinny's messaging me here this morning saying he wants to come in a camp van. He's not getting in. Go ahead, John.
Okay. 2 points. I'll come to the first point. You said presenters make a very big change. You're right. Because do you see it any morning when Vinny's hosting that show? I'm staying over to downtown.
Oh, he's awful.
Oh, he's terrible. Vinny is as wooden.
Awful.
It's like a big oak tree.
Yes.
You may as well put a pair of glasses and a wig on an oak tree with Vinny Persett. Vinny is absolutely awful.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, I'm just being honest with you, Mr. Nolan. I mean, the other day, when you're on, it's good enough.
I'm on the charisma's oozing.
Exactly. But Vinny should stick to the graveyard slot in BBC Radio All.
Well, the one I said, no, they need to send him to City Beat.
Well, anyway. Top Gear. Top Gear was formed in 1978.
Yes.
Angela Rippon, Noel Edmonds and William Willard were the first three presenters.
Right.
It was a show about cars that ordinary, common 5-8 people bought and drove. It also dealt with the second-hand car market and what sort of car you can get for your money and how reliable it would be and everything else. Now Top Gear is basically a show for people with oodles of money like yourself, who can buy these supercars and everything else. Top Gear is no longer for the ordinary common 5-8 person on the street.
Yeah, but people...
It is for the ultra-rich.
But even if you...
But it is a common 5-8 licence fee that is paying for this mad show.
But even if you can't afford it, you want to see the supercars,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, but you also want to be able to see the car you can afford to buy and run and keep. Where is the ordinary car show for the ordinary man and woman on the street? Now, don't get me wrong, I actually liked Top Gear. I watched it, I liked it.
Did you like it last night?
No, it was rubbish. And Chris Evans is absolutely horrible.
Chris Evans is one of the highest paid...
And did you listen to Matt LeBlanc?
...presenters on the BBC.
Did you listen to Matt LeBlanc? A Jaguar. What is he talking about? You know, that's a Jaguar. You know, where do we need an American on for?
Every time I listen to you, your accent and everything, the way you speak, you're very, very similar to a DUP press officer I know.
Well, I have absolutely nothing to do
you
with
remind me. You remind me of one.
No, the DUP would speak, the DUP press officer would speak completely different.
So you won't be back watching Top Gear then?
No, I won't be watching Top Gear again. But why does the BBC not do an ordinary care show for ordinary people? The old common 5-8 like me.
Are you going to pay your 90 quid or whatever it is for Amazon and watch Clarkson's show?
It's actually £80, and yes, I actually get Amazon already. So I will be watching, I'll watch Clarkson, certainly. But why is it an ordinary show, Mr. Noel? Why is it an ordinary? There used to be a care show from Northern Ireland, you know.
Did there?
Yes, Alan, what do you call that? Conor Graham and Alan McKee. They used to do it.
Right.
And it was a right wee show, but it was ordinary cars, and they'd love them, and they'd tell them how well they went, and what you could do with them, but oh no, no, this is Top Gear jumping over deserts and dune buggies and what have ye. I mean, you can afford to do that, but ordinary common 5-8 in the state can't do it. Hey, what sort of motor do you drive at the minute, Mr. Noel?
I drive, I think it's nearly a 5-year-old car.
What make is it?
No, mind your own business.
That's a sort of simple question. Is it not the Phaeton anymore?
No, no, no.
What is it now?
Mind your own business.
Well, tell me the make.
It's an Audi.
An Audi? Right, okay. I suppose it's a gas gutter. I suppose it's a massive engine.
John, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
And you, Mr. Noel.
You might get a place in my camper van. Will you come?
I certainly will. But I want to set up the front.
I think we should all write in to the BBC commissioner.
Yes.
Write letters. You could all pretend that I haven't told you to do this.
Well, of course.
And you could all write into the BBC and say, we want to be in Nolan's camper van.
Mr. Noel, can I ask you a serious question before I go?
Yes.
Is Vinnie getting married?
Well, now, there's a big question. Thank you, John. Good morning to you.